Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 66 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So I'm not going to go into too much detail in this part because I'm trying to make the intro short and sweet and to the point, but I did want to say that this episode is going to be kind of different. It's basically an update episode. I'm not going to do show notes around it. I'm really just trying to get you guys information on who I am right now or what I'm doing right now and understanding the next coming stages of like what this will be and how this will work. I hope that it will continue as a weekly show, but it's definitely needing some updates and changes, so I'm going to talk about that today, as well as like how I'm like in my new job and a bunch of other random stuff that I wanted to talk about, but I just really haven't had the opportunity to. So without further ado, let's get into the show. Honestly, you guys, it's been a while. So I guess I can kind of show you guys like what's been happening behind the scenes of these episodes that you guys been hearing. So a lot of these episodes were recorded in late April that I've been recording and sharing with you guys, because in May, I basically started a new job on May 12th. And so I was trying to, you know, ahead of that, knowing that that was going to be the case, because I kind of knew in April, late April, that I was going to be getting this opportunity. And so I basically started pre-recording and batching just random episodes. And so that's what you guys have been hearing these last few weeks. It's either interviews I did in that time span of like late April, early May, or episodes that I recorded in that time span. So next week, I have a new episode that I already recorded. It's about a book that I recently read about networking for people who hate networking. And so I was super excited, and I wrote like a bunch of notes and stuff about that. And I, you know, got that up for you guys, or like I got that recorded for you guys in mid-May. So it was a solo episode, and I'm super excited about that episode, but it's different. And so this episode that I'm currently recording for you guys, and you guys are hearing right now, is recorded on Wednesday, which is not like me, like literally Wednesday. So like, go back one day, Wednesday. I typically don't do that. I typically like to be ahead of schedule, but like, it just, I haven't had time to record. For a while, I wasn't alone at home because we had my dad's job had a COVID-19 scare. They shut the whole thing down. And so for the first couple weeks I was working from home, you know, my dad was home with me. So I couldn't really record. I don't like recording around people because, you know, I don't like to get annoyed. And I also don't like their stuff to maybe pick up in the background. So I typically like to record when I'm home alone, which is harder because, you know, I typically have to record around lunchtime when I'm actually off of work, and like trying to figure out how to move my lunch to record in a nice way. So basically, I've just been having to kind of format things differently. And the great thing about my job is that I work a salary job. You know, I can work the hours that make sense for me at the time. So maybe if I'm taking a little bit of extra time off on Tuesday, I can make that up on Wednesday, different things like that. So it's really flexible in that. If the things get done that need to get done that day, that's great. And I can move around things and make it work. So I really like that about my job. So one of the perks of being salaried is that you can work the hours that make sense for you, whether that's like getting up early in the morning and getting some things done, or getting up kind of on the weekends and getting things done. So I've just been trying to figure out like what are the best strategies and tips for like getting all my work done for the week. Basically, I started my job in May 12th is when I started. So I've been at the job for over 30 days now. I have my 30-day review and that went great. We have 30, 60, and 90-day reviews, and then we have yearly reviews. So the first couple months, it's like a monthly review, and then it kind of tapers off. So we've been doing really good with that. I'm learning a whole lot about a whole bunch of different stuff. I have to do things in like Salesforce and Pardot, which are like two SaaS-y or software as a service, not SaaS-y, like software as a service, email and lead figuring out. So like Salesforce, I think it's like one of those things that a lot of people use, not just in SaaS, but also in pretty much any industry where you kind of work online, a lot of people use Salesforce. So learning about Salesforce, learning about Pardot, and like Pardot is the email service that Salesforce uses or integrates with really perfectly or as perfectly as you can. it's got its quirks. But yeah, basically just going into doing that and also just doing the things that I was already doing, like social media and blog writing and a bunch of behind the scenes projects and things like that. So it's been a great transition to my new job. I have some really great coworkers that are really helpful and always there. It's really great to have coworkers. I kind of forgot how much I missed having coworkers. There are days where I've been missing my freelance lifestyle a little bit, like especially when I have to wake up at like 7:30, because typically when I worked from home and was on my own, I could sleep in, and I guess I could sleep in with my new job too, but it's a challenge to be honest, especially on some days when we have a lot of early meetings and I do need to get stuff done and I can't just work from home and like work all hours because I don't live alone and I like to hang out with my family after they get off work. So I typically try to work their schedule, and my parents typically work. My mom works 8 to 4 and 8 to 4, 8 to 4:30, depending on if she has overtime. My dad works like 7 to 4 because he usually gets a little overtime in. So I can work their schedule, and that's what I typically like to do. So that's why like sleeping in is not the same. Like I try to work their schedule so that after work I don't have to go back to my 9-to-5 work. And that way, because I typically like to hang out with them for a couple of hours, watch some TV, eat some dinner. And then I typically try to get back at the computer around like 9-ish to like, I guess, like, just like finagle around really lately. Because like honestly, my energy has been so drained at night that it's hard for me to actually sit down and work on projects. And I guess it's a matter of like a lot of things kind of weighing on me. I've been a little bit creatively drained, but I feel like I've been picking that back up in the last couple of days, which has been really nice. A project I'm talking about a little bit later in this. It's coming along. It's getting better. I know I'll have to make a lot of adjustments to make it happen and make it really work. And I'm going to talk about that in a second, like the adjustments I do plan to make going forward. Yeah, that's kind of my life with my new job and what's been happening with me. And I really do enjoy the new job. It's really great. I love all my new coworkers. I love my new cohort. I went through with like 3 other people and it's been really great to get to know them. And I really enjoyed this opportunity to contribute more. I feel like a lot of people, when they go into freelancing, it's because they hate the 9-to-5 life, but I never had a 9-to-5. So I never really had like a problem with 9-to-5. It's a different lifestyle, even working from home, than like when I was freelancing, but I do like it. I do like it. I like all the people around me, and yeah, I feel like they challenge me, and I'm learning so much, you guys. And honestly, this is also great because, you know, this can all go back into my freelancing life. There's a lot of things I know about behind the scenes that I didn't know before, and it's really helping me understand like how to be a better freelancer, how to understand how HR tech works a lot more, because I do have that kind of background from my job. So I'm so excited that I got this opportunity, and especially in an industry that I love so much, which is HR tech, to kind of learn from like all these amazing people who like blow my mind with how amazing and smart they are every day. So yeah, if any of them are listening, this is me. I know quite a few of them know that I podcast. So next, I'm going to be talking about like kind of the next steps and what that looks like in my life and how I guess it all fits together. Because if I'm honest, you guys, I always have too much going on. I've always been that way ever since I was in high school and in like grade school. I've always been the person who has like a million things to juggle, and it's getting kind of tiresome. But I'm kind of trying to figure out like what makes sense going forward. So here are a couple of things that I think I'll need to do. So first and foremost, I need to hire some help. I've already started talking to someone who can help me write blog content for the Happy Arkansan. It's an expense, but I know it's a necessary expense, and I just need to like get over it and do it already, because it's been something that I've needed to do for a while now. It's just to get some help. So I'm going to hire someone to write some content for me. It's going to be really helpful because, you guys, the Happy Arkansan is dry. Dry. I think I wrote one post in May. It's really bad, you guys. Honestly, it's bad. So they probably can't do some of the content I like to write, like reviews, or at least not right away, like reviews and things like that, like sponsored content. But I feel like they can write some good content pieces. And so my job over the next few weeks is to really understand what that would look like, what hiring someone out would look like, you know, what forms I need to fill out, all that good stuff, because I cannot do this alone, because I literally have the Happy Hour Canton, have the Ambitious Freelancer, I have Amanda Costco, which is dry too. I really haven't had any time to work on finding clients and getting clients, and also just haven't had time to rethink how my clients would work. Honestly, because it's so hard because I can't go after certain people in the HR tech industry. So I don't know if it looks like working in HR tech anymore. I love HR tech, but honestly, I'm not sure because this specific thing, like taking out onboarding, taking out applicant tracking, is really challenging. A lot of people have onboarding systems. A lot of people have ATS systems or ATSs. So it's really challenging to take out those two components and find good clients in the HR tech space. It's possible, but it's going to be a challenge. And I have a couple of clients who don't tackle onboarding, who don't tackle ATS that I've worked with in the past or people have like worked one off with. So hopefully I can continue those relationships and build those and make those bigger and better over the next few months. So, but yeah, just hiring some help out so I can figure out and really work. So I have a few different income sources that I know that I could go after. So obviously my first income source being my job. My second income source being affiliate marketing. I make almost as much as I make from my full-time job in affiliate marketing each month. And then also, like, I can go after clients and I can do the client work, and that's a income stream. So all of this to say that the more I invest in my blog and the more I invest in all these different situations and all these different pieces of help, I can maybe expand that income and make even more money. Hiring some help with my blog, I think, is my first big step. The Happy Hour Canton is profitable. It makes me more money than I spend on it each year. So I really do need to put more effort into that and making sure that a good chunk of money is spent each month, really hiring out help on that, because I can't do it alone. I just can't. I know I can't. So the next thing is to get better at meal prep, because I suck at meal prep, you guys. It's something I really need to get better at because I can't do what I keep doing. So this week, I'm actually testing more Freshly meals. Or actually, not really testing Freshly meals. These are all meals I've had before. I'm doing this really cool thing with Freshly for the Happy Hour Canton, where I am like basically making a box of meals. I've basically made a box of meals that I really enjoy from Freshly. And when people click the link from Freshly, they're going to get this pre-populated box of meals from me. So it's a really cool opportunity to test. I love working with Freshly. I've made over $10,000 working with Freshly over the last year and a half now. So I enjoy working with Freshly and I enjoy the meals and I have some of my favorites. So I curated some of my favorites and they're going to put it into a link that people can click and just get those meals for them. So I have been using Freshly this week and I don't always have Freshly around, but like every couple months I get some Freshly and I love it. This week has come in handy so much to have Freshly in the house. And I know that I need to get better at meal prepping because I cannot do what I've been doing, which is making meals every day. I just realized like I spend so much of my lunch hour making a meal when I could just cook on Sunday or cook on probably Sunday and make meals for the week, and then maybe one of the days on Friday or something, have something fancy, like get some pizza or whatever I want to do. If I could just like make a meal, that would be great. So this week, if I go grocery shopping, I'm probably definitely gonna get some things that I can do prep with because I can't do this. I need sheet pan meals. I need it all because your girl cannot do what I'm doing anymore. And then for this podcast specifically, I really do need to figure out how to arrange my lunch around podcast interviews because I miss podcast interviews so much, you guys. I love talking to other freelancers and other just important people. I have someone who's interested in doing a podcast interview, but I just really haven't figured out how to podcast interview and lunch at the same time. So I just need to figure that out because my schedule changes so much and sometimes we get meetings and the times when I would take lunch and like Calendly is great, but like it can can only do so much. Like, it can't really just, like, see my, you know, schedule and break it up by that. But I don't know. We'll have to see. Okay, so that's that. And then I want to talk about something I've been working on as of yesterday, actually. So last night, Tuesday night, I got this really great idea to make the 90 Day Ambitious Freelancer Planner a weekly planner. So this is something I've been kind of thinking about for a while. And when I first got Published with Purpose, which is the course I took to learn how to do all of my journal formatting, I thought about doing it as a weekly planner, but I wasn't really sure what that would look like or how that would happen. So last night, I was just thinking about like how my job runs the organization. So they basically use this system called the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And in this system, basically, there are quarterly rocks, and then you break it down and like you get things accomplished over the quarter. And so it made me think about like how I could format this journal in a way that makes sense. So I've started the process. I've created two of the really big, the biggest pages, honestly. I've created the format for the quarterly freelance goals page and the weekly action plan, which I have derived from the quarterly freelance plan. So you'll be able to basically take your goals and break them down into weekly actions. And then also there's a weekly page. So it'll follow you. So if, you know, it's the quarter one, week one. So it says in the corner so you can keep up with that across the pages and make sure that your freelance week matches with the weekly action plan you set up in the quarterly section. It's just a really great thing. So far I've done four of the pages on the inside. It's really great to kind of see what they look like and see how they develop. Yeah, I'll have to keep you guys up to date on that. I know that it's going to be great. I know you're going to love it. It's going to be a lot easier to manage than the 90-day planner because obviously it's a year, so it tracks you much longer. But yeah, each quarter will have 13 weeks. So it'll actually be around, I guess, like 364 days, but basically 365. 13 weeks will make up each section. And then you'll be able to really track goals, really understand goals, and see how you go from quarter to month or quarter to week, I guess, is really what it is. It's really hard to do months inside of this. So I'm trying to figure out if I want a monthly page, what that would look like, and if I want it at all, because like it's hard to break 13 down into threes. You can break 52 down into fours, but breaking 13 down into threes just doesn't add up. So we'll see how I go from there. But yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. So there you have it, another episode of The Ambitious Freelancer is in the books. And I know this episode was a little shorter than normal, but I hope you guys still liked it and you liked learning more about what I've been up to lately. Next week's episode is definitely going to be an actual episode, I promise. But this week, I really just needed some time, but I still wanted to give you guys some kind of episode so you guys can hear my voice and keep me top of mind. Please don't forget to keep following, give it a review. Maybe you can go back to an episode that was really helpful for you and share that on social media. You can check out the 90 Day Ambitious Freelancer Planner if that's something you want to do. But know that I'm making this weekly one and I'm hoping to put it up in the next month. Yeah, in the next month or two, month and a half. I don't want to give too many promises because it's still so new to me. But yeah, I'm so excited and I'll talk to you guys soon with another episode. Bye!